This is AM 1280, The Patriot. WWTC, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
A service of Salem Communications.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The second winter storm in 6 days working its way out of New England today, but not before dumping another foot of snow in some places. Roads are bad, flights are worse. This is Newark Airport spokesman Steve Coleman.
We're strongly urging people that are flying out of Newark or any of the other airports that we operate to call their carriers before going to the airport, because obviously the conditions could worsen as the day goes on, and we don't want people stranded.
Heavy snowfall reported from Ohio through New England. An Associated Press GFK poll finds Americans who already have health insurance are blaming Obamacare for their rising premiums and deductibles. Nearly half of those with job-based or other private coverage say their policies will be changing next year due to Obamacare, and the change will not be a positive one for them. This is SRN News.
Are there products or services you need to buy for your business for year-end? Hi, this is Nick Anderson, the general manager at AM 1280 The Patriot, and we'd like to encourage you to purchase these items from our loyal advertisers you hear each and every day. Everything from flooring and phone systems to heating and cooling and financial planning. Our marketing partners are here to serve your business. And if you'd like to become part of our family of advertisers, call me right now at 651-289-4408. Together, we can make 2014 the best year ever.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
A storage tank ruptured, and for miles, chemicals were pushing up against the riverbanks.
This was a big, big deal, and it was going to have a serious impact on communities up and down the river.
I remember the moment. This local guy came up to me and said, "They call the guard out for this stuff?"
You probably thought we were all about hurricanes, tornadoes, fighting Mother Nature.
Hey, it's a chemical spill. It's a disaster.
It affects the water supply, threatens wildlife.
We're talking about the health of entire communities and people's livelihoods.
You bet we're ready for these kinds of things.
We were out there with booms to prevent the spill from expanding.
We're responsible for protecting and monitoring the sensitive wetlands.
I also remember the moment that same guy came up to me and said, "I don't know what we would have done if they hadn't called the guard up."
Learn more about how you can protect your friends, families, neighbors, and the environment. Everything that makes up your community. Go to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Minnesota National Guard, aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Second Amendment and gun rights are being discussed in our society now more than any other time since the national debate to create our Bill of Rights. Learn about your rights as responsible gun owners at BearingArms.com. BearingArms.com has powerful commentary, videos, columns, articles, and insight into responsible gun ownership. There's even an online petition to sign urging Congress to support the Second Amendment. Fight for your constitutional rights at BearingArms.com.
How much time a week do you spend watching TV? More than you probably should? What if you could cut back just a fraction of that time to do something that could change your life, like learn another language? If learning a language appeals to you, you're listening to this station at the perfect time, because Rosetta Stone is celebrating its Language for Life event with a life-changing offer. We're offering every caller an absolutely free demo. Yes, a free demo. To try your free demo now, you must call 1-800-927-9566. With Rosetta Stone, nothing stands in your way to learning a new language. No books, rote memorization, or boring drills. Quite simply, it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. There's never been a better time to get started. Participate in the Language for Life event with a free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-927-9566. For your free demo, call 1-800-927-9566. 1-800-927-9566.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
PD stopped eating and all his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, he scratched incessantly. There was hair all over. I heard a radio advertisement for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc. There's flaxseed oil, the seaweed, the kelp,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Within 2 weeks, the shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days, and Sundance's coat was starting to get shiny and glossy the way it had when she was a puppy.
Tons of energy, no more bad smells.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching. The phone number for Dynavite is 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Welcome to Telecom Soup. Over the next hour, Charlie Burrell and his team will explain to you all of the ins and outs of how to effectively utilize all of the technology on the market to help you grow your small business. Now, here's your host of Telecom Soup, Charlie Burrell.
Happy Sunday to everybody. You're listening to Telecom Soup right here on AM 1280 The Patriot, where we broadcast live every Sunday from 12 to 1 p.m. I'm your host, Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. For those that are just tuning into the show is a technology-based show where we discuss things like telecommunications and IT infrastructure, all geared towards small to medium-sized businesses to help them get the more productive, most efficient, and best technologies on the market. And what we do is we talk about phone service, we talk about internet connectivity, network infrastructure, and mobile devices, all geared towards helping them be more productive and more efficient. And we have with us today our co-host, from BlueNet, we have Adam and Paul. Good morning.
Charlie. Hi, Charlie.
How are you doing?
Doing fantastic. And our special guest today from CenturyLink Communications, Mark Overend. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Charlie. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Now, Adam, you took a couple weeks off the show here and did some work in Arizona and California. Welcome back. And can you handle this weather?
No. But to be fair, it was cold in both those spots. It was kind of funny pulling into Phoenix, looking up in the mountain area, and you could see snow on the ground, and I kind of had to do a double take.
Absolutely.
So,
well, if anybody's traveling, drive safe. So we're going to kind of dive into what we did last week. We have several questions that have come in here on the show that we're going to kind of take one by one related to IT work, network infrastructure, phone and internet services. And we're going to dive right into this, and this is probably a question from Mark. And it says, when my T1 services go down, why does it always seem like they're calling CenturyLink? Mark, can you dive into that?
Yeah, that's a great question. So what would happen, they'd be calling CenturyLink because we're the local exchange carrier. So we have the last mile. So our techs would have to just go out and make sure there's no issues with that last mile. And once they realize there is no problem, then they'd let that carrier know that, you know, they're good to go.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's kind of dive into the next question. And this comes from Aaron in Plymouth. What does LEC mean? Guys?
The LEC is a local exchange carrier. So essentially, we are the phone company. It's all our copper in the ground, which goes back to our central offices. So that, you know, we're here to support the local network. We have over, you know, in the Twin Cities Metro, we have over 2,200 employees, you know, 3,000 in the state.
Absolutely. So, guys, let's kind of dive into that question a little bit more. And this is for Aaron and anybody else. And we get this all the time. Local exchange carrier is basically the people that own the copper, right? And then you've got your CLEC, which is your competitive local exchange carrier that are all the other providers in town that are sort of leasing that space from that provider. And so when somebody has a trouble ticket, and if you're in the audience and you've had a trouble ticket, generally what happens is you're going to call your provider that you have service with. They'll take a look at it either remotely or if they have to look at inside the wiring, they're going to look at their equipment. But ultimately, Mark, from what it sounds like, is that they're going to be contacting, if they've tested their services, everything is checking out, they're going to call CenturyLink outside because that copper is your copper, is it not?
Correct. They just want to make sure the copper's there and everything's good.
Absolutely. So, guys, we are live here in the audience, and if you have questions, I want you to please text into the show today at 651-243-0390. That's 651-243-0390. We are just going to kind of dive into these questions one by one. If we can't get to you, we'll also check with you off the air as well. So here's a question from Mike in St. Paul. And guys, I think this is more of a question for Adam and Paul. It says, you know, I really like my IT provider, but we have grown, and they are unable to provide all the assistance we require. How can you help?
So,
Adam, Paul,
yeah, that's a good question. And Paul and I run into this quite often where we go in and we walk into a business, they've experienced some growth or some changes, whether it's adding a new location, whether it's just growing their base, adding new employees, and they've worked with a guy, you know, for a number of years, and that guy might be a small one-man shop or even a smaller, you know, couple-of-person IT shop, and the relationship was great up until that company experienced growth. And now they have to look at something that a new relationship with a potentially a new provider. And there's a lot of reasons why. I mean, obviously the obvious reason is the company's grown and that maybe that one or two man shop can't handle the volume, the growth, and the expectations that have changed or shifted with that growth of that company. So re-engaging another provider like BlueNet, where we're a managed services provider, we're going to come in, be able to assess and look at what's going on. Sometimes we've even involved that one or two man shop, and they might even be on to be a piece of the puzzle from the standpoint that they know maybe some business critical applications. And Paul, you can fill in on this as well.
Yeah, a lot of the times we can come in and bring some better tool sets to the organization as well that the existing IT resources, be they in-house or another firm, can leverage those tools to better deliver services like managing the PCs, the patching, the antivirus, and remote control and those sorts of functions just to provide a more proactive service.
And Paul brings up a good point. It doesn't have to be that one or two-man shop externally. It could be your internal IT guy. All of a sudden, you've got one IT guy. Your company has experienced some serious growth, and that one guy can't handle. He was fine handling 25. Now you might have 50 or 75 people or a couple locations. That one guy can't handle it.
Sure.
And again, the same thing. He can still play a role in the new developing IT strategy, and BlueNet can help come up with the solution.
A lot of that is just adding some more and some better tools to the tool chest, basically.
And so if Mike wanted to get a hold of you guys, how would he do that?
So our phone number is 952-925-2583. Again, that's 952-925-2583 or online at bluenetinc.com. And Inc. is INC as in incorporated.
Say Charlie, I've got another question in here that I think we might want to point in your direction here. Tim from Edina has a question. We are in the process of looking for phone systems, and he wants to know, really, what's the difference between going with that on-premise based phone system versus a hosted VoIP, and kind of what do those options look like?
You know, Tim, that's a great question, and really what I would say, and let's kind of talk about the differences. When you have a premise based PBX, all the equipment in the architecture is going to be sitting on site. You're going to have your switch, you'll have your router with your T1 services, you'll have the brains or the central intelligence sitting back in your phone closet. If it's hosted, obviously that's in the cloud. Really what we'd want to evaluate is, do you want to have an upfront capital purchase, or do you want to have the provider do the same in features and functionality where it's going to be hosted in the cloud? So really what I can do for you is we can put together those cost advantages and disadvantages of either one, and it's really a simple question of, do you want to pay for it upfront, or do you want to have basically limited capital with not a lot of money on the front side? If you have questions, Tim, you can always give us a call. You can call at Telecom Warehouse at 952-513-2149. That's 952-513-2149. So I've got a question here, and Mark, this is probably geared towards you, and this came from, let me just take a look here. This is Gary and Egan, and Gary says, my cable connection is dropping all the time, and I have to reset the modem. What can I do? Thoughts on that, guys?
Well, that's a good question. Sometimes it might be a selection of a secondary connection, or it might be a selection of a different carrier.
Sure.
And CenturyLink has a great product to probably look at replacement.
Yep, we have our Core Connect product, which would take care of the voice, take care of the internet, and their long distance, sort of bundle it all together.
Absolutely.
And yep. Great solution.
My guess is if it's a cable connection and it's in Egan, it's up. Oh, we're going to take a quick commercial break here. When we come back, we're going to dive into this question a little bit further. You're listening to Telecom Soup.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Are you a business trying to save money by changing your phone, internet, or wireless service, but can't because you're locked into a long-term painful contract? Seems hopeless, right? Wrong. It's time you pick up the phone and call the trusted professionals at Telecom Warehouse. Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder. Many of our clients were in a very similar situation. They wanted to save money with a new plan, but didn't want to pay all those crazy termination fees associated with changing phone companies. That's why I created the Contract Assistance Peace of Mind Plan. Our trusted consultants can show you not only how to save up to 30% on your services, but also pay those painful fees associated with making a change to a new provider. Call us for your free telecom consultation. Our trusted advisors will meet with your business and show you how to save money today. Call us at 952-513-2149 or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com. That's 952-513-2149 or telcowarehouse.com.
Hey, it's Lee Michaels here with Justin from Merle's Water Conditioning. Now, if you're a snowbird, pay close attention. Here's Justin with a great tip.
For those of you retreating to the south for the winter, you may have wondered what to do with your water softener. My recommendation is to perform a manual regeneration cycle prior to leaving. This will allow the system to rid itself of any iron and calcium it has collected so it will not solidify while you're gone. Upon returning, initiate another regeneration cycle with the addition of 1 ounce of unscented household bleach into the brine well of the salt tank. This will disinfect and sanitize the system. Give us a call at 651-777-1349 with any questions or to request a softener and drinking water sanitation kit with instructions for only $2.99.
Great tip. Again, for more information, call Merle's Water Conditioning at 651-777-1349. That's 651-777-1349. On the web at mywatermn.com. Merle's Water Conditioning since 1959.
Business owners, have you thought about bundling your telephone, internet, and cellular services together into a single package? With bigger discounts, large savings, huge incentives, and upgraded technology, it seems too good to be true. Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. Our clients are saving up to 30% on their landline services, receiving discounts up to 25% on their cellular services, and saving hundreds, sometimes thousands of dollars each year by bundling their telecom into one package. Best of all, our consultants are showing each business how to cover those dreaded fees associated with making changes to new providers. Nothing in life is free. However, our consultation is absolutely free. There is no obligation. Just pick up the phone and call the trusted professionals at Telecom Warehouse. Call us at 952-513-2149. That's 952-513-2149. Or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com. We're connecting one client at a time. Welcome back to Telecom Soup. I'm your host, Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. Before the break, we were answering a question for Gary in Eagan, and Gary said, the question was, my cable connection is dropping all the time. I'm having to reset the modem. What can I do? I think we were right in the middle of talking about, there's a couple things you can do from that standpoint. Obviously, number one is change providers, right? CenturyLink might be a good option, and that would be the Core Connect package, right, Mark?
Exactly. Yeah, our Core Connect package, it kind of bundles everything together as far as your internet, as far as your voice, as far as your long distance.
Sure.
So it's all under one bill, unlimited long distance, and it's a real nice solution for small to mid-sized companies.
So let's say that the customer is more interested in like a dedicated type of internet. He could always go to a T1 or maybe Ethernet, depending on where his address fits and those kinds of things, is right?
Exactly. Yeah, we can look at either Ethernet or copper or dedicated fiber, depending upon their location.
Absolutely. So again, guys, if you're in the audience and you have questions about your telecommunications, your mobile devices, or your IT infrastructure, we're live here in the studio today. You can give us a call at the studio at 651-289-4488. That's 651-289-4488. Or you can actually text in your question at 651-243-0390. That's 651-243-0390. We're here to address any questions that you guys have. And one that just came in here over the break came from Rick in Burnsville. And Rick says, isn't a cloud solution more expensive than doing it locally within my office? So I'm thinking that's probably a BlueNet question. Guys?
Thanks, Charlie. Rick, that's a common question we get is, you know, what is the cost of doing this cloud solution versus doing it on-premise. And just as any of these IT implementations, there's a wide variety of options and service levels, and the price can vary both inside a cloud environment or on-premise, depending on how much infrastructure and feature sets you're looking to implement. In a lot of cases, there can actually be significant savings by going into a cloud environment because you're not having to build all of that infrastructure yourself, even though you might only need a small portion of it.
And let's talk about how quick it is to provision that infrastructure in a cloud environment. If you're in a pinch or a new business and you're starting off, Paul, and all of a sudden you have a computing need, whether it be a server or you've experienced rapid growth and your current infrastructure can't handle it, the cloud, the provisioning, there's a cost to quickly you can ramp up that new technology. If you were to go out and buy it, it might be 2, 3 months, 4 months to get
that
thing. It's
got to get built from the ground up.
Exactly. Whereas the cloud, we've got rapid provisioning, and there's a cost there associated with that that a lot of people don't recognize.
The other big piece is that the cloud computing can really reduce the amount of management and human resources that have to go into supporting and building that infrastructure because it's already built. The support infrastructure is already there, and you're really just you're getting a little slice of that infrastructure. So you're also only having to pay for a fraction of that cost.
And it's built better than what you're going to build it on site, on your premise.
Yeah. There's two questions that we're going to kind of try to tie into one. And we'll start with, this is Leo from Apple Valley. He says, what is VoIP? And then there's another question kind of very similar to that. And that one came from Jim in Shakopee, and he says, I've got 10 remote workers from my office, and we're trying to tie them into our business phone system, but we can't seem to do this. Using their cell phones just isn't working. What can we do? So let's kind of tie both of those questions together and see if we can't centralize an idea for both these gentlemen. Obviously, VoIP is Voice Over Internet Protocol. It's when your phone calls are traveling over the internet, broken down into like ones and zeros. They're now considered data. And there's ways, Leo, that they can be managed by a provider or unmanaged where they're selling it over a unmanaged network. In other words, like a bring-your-own bandwidth. And a lot of times our clients are asking, how can we tie remote workers in? Because they want to somehow bring them into the central call routing of their organization. So guys, what are some suggestions that they can do?
To tie people in, there's a whole slew. Depending upon the phone system that you have. So let's say you have a premise-based phone system today and you're looking to tie in employees. If that phone system has the capabilities to either upgrade it to put in a VoIP card, so voice over IP card, which some phone systems do, you can then connect that to your network and then basically drop a phone, an IP phone, at their home or that remote location, and then tie them back into your central office.
Absolutely.
So that's one option. The other option is you could look at displacing, if they have a current premise-based phone system, displacing that with a hosted VoIP option.
Absolutely.
And
there's a lot of features that hosted VoIP might... You know, there's a lot of ways to get calls to remote workers. For example, just the simple act of transferring it out to their cell phone, obviously that would be more of like a basic feature. There are feature sets like simultaneous ring where we can give a direct dial to those people where it rings both their desk phone and their cell phone simultaneously. That seems to be a feature that we all use every day. And then we also have things where we can actually use the mobile device as the extension
as
an endpoint.
Yep.
So it replaces the phone on
with
the
an app on it or something like that. Yep.
Now they're able to accept and place calls and see missed calls and such. So these are all ways that either a premise based or hosted VoIP solution would work. We have a looks like a text from Michael, and it says explain tethering.
So. Good question. Tethering is basically the way to take and basically connect to a mobile device. A lot of times you have a mobile hotspot or you have a phone, iPhone, Android device, and they have a product in there called MiFi. And MiFi is a play on Wi-Fi. So Wi-Fi stands for wireless fidelity, which is an odd name. But basically, it's your wireless access point. MiFi is kind of bringing that down to a personal level, and it stands for My Wireless, essentially. And it's, again, back with one of these, you know, your phone or a mobile hotspot. And the idea is that that hotspot has a connection to your carrier, AT&T, Sprint, whatever, wireless connection. And then what ends up happening is there's data. There's voice and data sides to that. What ends up happening is we take and rebroadcast the data stream, the wireless data stream from your carrier as a SSID, which is what you generally do or connect to on your wireless network. So you pull up your laptop, you go in, you're going to connect to a wireless network, you see a list of networks, that's an SSID. So tethering is basically to take and then pair your notebook, your tablet, or whatever to either that mobile hotspot or to your phone.
And you know, what we found in with a pricing structure with both AT&T, Verizon, and Sprint is that tethering, most people are now doing hotspots based on the pricing simply because when you tether, it's one-to-one. When you do a mobile hotspot, you now can actually peer up to, let's say, five or six devices off of that single mobile phone.
And that's a good point, Charlie. The tethering is designed for a couple of devices. It's not designed that you place
your phone
it in
to
an
PC.
Office. Yeah, you don't place it in an office and all of a sudden you've got your whole office using it. That's not the point.
Well, the other challenge that you have to be aware of is that tethering to your mobile can obviously consume your data
plan.
Your data plan, and depending on how that's structured, could either limit your availability for data later in the month, as a lot of the providers now go to a
tiered or
yeah,
limited
they
amount.
They limit your bandwidth once you've hit once you've consumed your plan's bandwidth.
One important thing is that, yes, number one, are you not blowing up your data? Because obviously, you know, carriers are making money on the amount of data that they use. In the old days, they used to make money on how many minutes you used for your plan. Now it's unlimited everything, and how much data do you do? That's kind of the way that these carriers are pricing their mobile plans. But, we recommend, obviously, the hotspot, you know, for, because it does multiple devices. You could bring your phone up to your cabin, turn on the hotspot feature, and all your family members can use your iPad or your laptop off of that single device. It seems to be a little bit more,
And, Charlie, let me explain for the business traveler. Tethering has become a necessity. Mm-hmm. They have now a tablet, a phone, a laptop, and sometimes even another device. And essentially, we see a lot of business, whether they're outside sales or executives, they do a lot of traveling or they're out in the field. They use that mobile hotspot or their phone, the mobile hotspot on their phone, to tether to those devices, that tablet, that laptop, what have you.
Absolutely. So that's a great question, guys. Like I said, we're live here in studio. If you have questions like this, please give the station a call, 651-289-4488, or as a text, 651-243-0390. Paul, you had a question, right? Something that came in across?
We've got, one of the questions we got here is Larry called in and was asking about if I've got a 12-person office and I'm looking to put together a phone solution inside of my office, do I need to go out and purchase and source a phone system and put it in my office, or what are the other options that I can do instead of having to invest in that directly?
You know, Mark, that might be a good question for you because you have a new product set that that CenturyLink has rolled out, so this might be a good fit.
Yes, we do. It's called Manage Office, and really what it does is it takes care of everything from dedicated internet to the voice to the actual handset, so we'll bring it in and manage the applications also. So it'll be all-in-one solution, so, you know, ultimately...
One bill?
One bill, one contact to you know...
One throat to choke, throat. Basically.
It's exactly. No, guys, it's one back to pat.
I like that. I do like that.
We don't want one throat to choke. That means something's going wrong. We want one back to pat, which means everything is going well.
Exactly.
And of course, hosted voice is the prep. Versus the premise, again, a small 12-person office, the idea of going out and investing in a premise-based system, potentially having to, you know, lay down several thousand dollars, new office or an office that's growing, that capital might be constrained. So the hosted option is a much better solution.
Well, you've also got the challenge of having to maintain and keep that up and running.
Yep, it's all done off a per-seat basis, so they know what their expenses will be going forward.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to dive into some of these questions. You're listening to Telecom Soup.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
When it comes to your business technology needs, one shoe does not fit all. If you are facing a trigger event such as aging hardware, outdated software, or are you about to change or upgrade your critical business applications case, then now is the time to contact BlueNet. Hi, this is Adam Witke, president of BlueNet, Minnesota's first choice for cloud and managed services. Let the BlueNet team help define which solution is right for you and your business. Contact us at 952-925-2583 or BlueNetInc.com. BlueNet.
In times of joy, in moments of grief, broadcasters come through, even when all else fails. Today, with more ways than ever to experience the moments that transform our lives, Americans still choose broadcast radio and television more than all other media combined. We are the local broadcasters of radio and television, reaching more people, touching more lives. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Rent your home for a full year guaranteed with Twin Cities Home Rental. You don't have time to advertise, find tenants, and manage your rental property? Make one call to Twin Cities Home Rental. They do a full background check, including national eviction and criminal history search for all prospective tenants, handle 24-hour emergency maintenance, and give you complete peace of mind. Twin Cities Home Rental, the home of the exclusive one-year tenant guarantee. Call 612-822-HOME. For a free home rental analysis, go to TwinCitiesHomeRental.com, a veteran-owned business.
Stock prep fees, setup fees, advertising fees, year-end fees. Some property management companies' monthly price looks great until you read the fine print. Call Twin Cities Home Rental. You get professional photography in your advertising, peace of mind with video inspections, 24/7 maintenance, full background checks on tenants, and a one-year tenant guarantee. And they don't get paid until you have a qualified tenant. For a free home rental analysis, log on to TwinCitiesHomeRental.com, a veteran-owned business.
What business doesn't want to save money on their phone, internet, and cellular service? Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse, Minnesota's trusted telecommunication advisors. We are so confident in our product and service portfolio that we are launching a new 15 for 50 program. Give our consultants 15 minutes, and if we can't save your company money, we'll give you $50 for your time. That's right, 15 minutes for $50. There is no obligation. Just pick up the phone and call us at 952-513-2149. Our consultants will come out to your business location and evaluate your landline or wireless services. And if we can't save you money on an apples-to-apples comparison, we will give you $50 for your time. There is nothing to lose and everything to gain. So give us a call at 952-513-2149 or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com and ask about the 15 for 50 program.
Welcome back to Telecom Soup. This is your host, Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. During the break, we had a question here from Justin from Richfield. And Justin says this: I run a small business here in Richfield, and I've heard that Windows XP is coming to the end of its shelf life. I have a bunch of machines on this platform. What do I do?
This is a good question, and Charlie, we've
kind of talked about this, haven't we?
We have talked about this. Absolutely. Important thing. So Windows XP, the life cycle is coming to an end here in April of 2014.
And that doesn't mean your Windows PC suddenly explodes. Turn on anymore.
But, yeah, good point, Paul. The stuff will still work. That's, you got to make clear that. But what that means is that Microsoft is not going to be releasing any new patches, upgrades, fixes, service packs, anything like that. Mm-hmm. So the risk increases. From that date forward, your risk increases. And just recently, Microsoft released several patches for Windows XP because there were some more vulnerabilities found in Internet Explorer, as well as the general operating system, where a hacker could compromise the use of the PC. So the big key is after that date, after April of 2014, those things will not get fixed.
So as new exploits become made aware and people start, you know, building nasties that can exploit those, there's going to be no fixes, at least not from Microsoft.
Yeah. It's kind of like buying a car and getting to your $100,000 or 100,000-mile warranty, and your warranty just expired, and they're not making parts for that vehicle anymore. So
exactly.
It'll work. Your car will run, but you can't call the warranty company. You can't bring it down to your local car, you know, auto body. there's a lot of risks involved in that, which is not very good. So if that...
We had a little music coming over the headphones there for a second. So, so the question is, what do we do?
Yeah, what do you do?
So the big thing is you got to look at your line of business apps. Number one, are the line of business apps going to work? Windows 8.1 is the current platform. 8.1 was released in middle of October. Windows 7 is still a current platform and widely used by businesses, and
probably the most preferred platform to run on today.
So the question is this is where BlueNet can help. We can come in, look at your line of business apps, look at your applications, look at the age of those machines, XP, and determine, you know, let's get you some new hardware. Let's put Windows 7 or Windows 8, again, depending upon those line of business apps and whether they'll work and work efficiently. And then basically then put them on a management plan, right, Paul?
Absolutely.
And keep them maintained with antivirus and patching and so on.
So, Justin, give BlueNet a call, guys, and how can they reach you?
952-925-2583. Again, 952-925-2583. Or, again, you can also email us at info@BlueNetInc.com. That's info@BlueNetInc, Inc. as in incorporated.com.
Good deal.
I've got a question for you, Charlie, that came in from Mike from Mendota Heights.
Sure.
He says he spends $500 a month for phone service. Can you help save me money?
Well, the good news is, Mike, yes, we can save you money. Obviously, it would depend on what kind of services you have. You know, if you're spending $500 a month, I'm sure you have some type of internet connection. You've got some types of phone lines coming in. It obviously depends on the product set. We'll take a look at your bill. We'll give you an apples-to-apples comparison. There are a lot of choices for phone service in Mendota Heights and Mark, like CenturyLink, for example, right?
Yep. Yeah, we'd love to look at that for them.
So we could take a look at the bill copy. We'll line up your services, and the short answer to your question is yes. We'll provide you an apples-to-apples. So, Mike, if you have questions, call Telecom Warehouse at 952-513-2149. Anybody in the audience, if they're looking to save some money on phone service, please give us a call, 952-513-2149. Good question.
Say, Charlie, we've got one that came in. I think this one came in from email this last week. It's Tim from Savage, and he would like to know. He says that we've got 15 mobile phones on a current mobile package, and they're thinking about changing carriers.
Mm-hmm.
We currently are with AT&T. What would be some good options?
So, Tim, that's a good question. The obvious two choices that we have would be obviously Verizon and Sprint. And what we'd want to look at is kind of the breakdown of your data usage, the amount of mobile phones that you have, your current spend, just like the question about phone service. If you guys are heavy data users, obviously Sprint would be a very good option. They're very business friendly. They give unlimited data plans if you're heavy data usage. If your needs are more, let's say, you know, national coverage and you have salespeople that are traveling throughout the United States and coverage is a main issue, maybe we look at Verizon. So ultimately, we can give you a choice. Each carrier has incentives to make a change with phone service, such as porting credits, equipment buybacks. You know, there are things that we can do to help structure moving that change off of AT&T. But let's take a look at your bill copy. Let's talk a little bit further about that. And the short answer is, yes, we can help you out. So give us a call at 952-513-2149. That's 952-513-2149. I just got a text that came in, and I'm thinking this is probably a question for BlueNet. My cable internet has outages. I keep getting different excuses from the techs, and they blame the network and equipment. How do I remedy? This is Dan from Maple Grove.
This is a common occurrence, actually, where you have a single connection to the internet, whether it be cable, DSL, what have you. And a lot of times you'll call up for support, and essentially sometimes the carrier or the techs that come on site to fix the problem will point back and say, hey, it doesn't look to be an issue with, you know, our service we're providing. We got good signal up to the building. However, it looks like there's a break in the connection between the DSL modem, cable modem, what have you, and your firewall or your network. BlueNet can assist in determining that, number one. Number two, you might want to look at if internet is critical to your business, and with costs of bandwidth coming down and the availability of different types of bandwidth, now that fiber is becoming more available, now that cable internet is even more available, there's some other products by some other carriers like Ethernet over copper. These are things that are widely now available and becoming more available by the day. So what you want to do is probably look at adding a second connection to basically offset the idea that if that main connection's down and internet's important to your business,
redundancy,
that you have redundancy.
And this has been a growing challenge as especially as people move, their critical applications are hosted or in the cloud, or just more of your business is relying on that online connection all the time to be functional. Maybe having that one provider just isn't good enough. It's really talking about buying enough insurance, right? Buying that secondary connection, maybe even a low-cost connection, have something to provide a failover in case one of your providers has a problem.
And one of the things that when we talk about different types of connections, for any business out there listening, everything is so driven by your address location of what services are available to your business. In other words, do you qualify for cable without construction? Do you qualify for Ethernet over copper with distance close to the CO? Do you qualify for different types of, you know, broadband services like the Core Connect CenturyLink package? You know, your address will drive what's available to you for either a primary or redundant connection. And Mark, you deal with this everything, you know, almost daily as to what businesses can qualify for with CenturyLink.
Yep. It always usually comes down to the location, whether it be DSL, like you said, Ethernet over copper, fiber. It's amazing how many buildings CenturyLink has fiber in the Twin Cities Metro. Right now we do have really pretty aggressive options up to even 500 meg or up to 100 meg with voice.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And it's always something to revisit because the availability of different services changes drastically as time goes on. Maybe you looked into this a couple of years ago and you didn't have many bandwidth
whole different
options.
Story. It's a whole different story. I love
or another good example is another tenant in your building. If you're in a multi-tenant building, like an office warehouse showroom or a multi-floor, multi-story building,
absolutely.
All of a sudden someone on the fifth floor gets internet from carrier XYZ, and now you can benefit because now they've brought the fiber or the infrastructure in the building. The carrier will be happy to splice off and connect you to that same service.
It's already there.
And it's because it's already there.
That's a very good question. And again, if anybody has questions, we're live here today. You could even send us a text, 651-243-0390, 651-243-0390. I've got a question here, and I'm thinking this is probably for Adam and Paul. And this is Jimmy from Savage. Do I have to encrypt the hard drive of a computer if it is already password protected? That's a good question.
It's a very good question. So, and this is really targeted not only personally but also at businesses. This is becoming a liability issue with different laws that require compliance, like take HIPAA.
Data breach laws, yep. HIPAA compliance.
Payment PCI compliance, which is the payment compliance. There's a lot of critical data on a laptop. And encrypting the drive is a completely different level than just putting a password on it. Why a password doesn't work in protecting your files is someone could pull that drive out, attach it to another computer. There's software that they could use to get into those files very easily. When you encrypt the drive, you kind of like there's a key that you build. And it's a long key, 128-bit, 256-bit, so many characters. And the idea is that's the key to get into the drive. So you essentially, every time you turn on your computer and the drive's encrypted, a lot of times, sometimes it'll ask you for biometrics like a fingerprint, or it'll ask you for a password. And then that's kind of the way that you're now taking a good, I liken it to taking the keys out of your pocket to your home. You put it in your front door, you turn it and open the door. Now you've gained access. Mm-hmm. Without that key, even if someone pulls the hard drive from your computer, connects it up, they cannot gain access because they don't have that key.
Absolutely.
So encryption is extremely important. And we're getting at BlueNet, we're getting to the point where every laptop we now build, regardless of whether the customer has a compliance reason or not, we're starting to encrypt the drives for them as part of our standard operating procedure.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, guys. And when we come back, we'll answer more questions. You're listening to Telecom Soup.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Business owners, are you looking to upgrade to the newest mobile phones on the market? I know I was, and that's why I called Mobile Link Wireless. Their trained consultants help develop and implement the proper wireless plan for my business. More importantly, covered all the fees associated with making the change. Call them for your free consultation at 952-314-1313. That's 952-314-1313. Or visit them on the web at mobile-linkwireless.com.
Your insurance company protects their bottom line. You need GavNet public insurance adjusters to protect your rights. They're not lawyers. Many of GavNet associates used to work for insurance companies, but now they only work for home and business owners like you. GavNet and Associates maximizes your claim. With no fees up front, it pays to hire a GavNet public insurance adjuster to make sure you get a full and fair settlement. Contact GavNet public insurance adjusters at 612-221-6151 or gavnet.com.
A lot has changed in the Twin Cities in 30 years. The suburbs have expanded, large shopping malls have opened and closed, and the once-beloved Metrodome is now on the verge of extinction. Over those three decades, one thing has remained constant. Those big and red Dave's Floor Sanding Vans. You'll see them virtually everywhere, on their way to restore the floors of some lucky home. They may have even been to your home before you owned it. With all the changes we see around us, Dave's Floor Sanding has remained constant. Whether they're breathing new life into a home's old, worn floors or installing something completely new, their commitment to quality is unmatched. When it comes time to make a change with your home's flooring, it's worth your while to make a call to Dave's. You can rest assured it's the best service, product, and overall experience you can get.
To contact Dave's, visit online at davesfloorsanding.com or call 763-784-3000. And don't forget to ask about the 5% discount for Patriot listeners.
Business owners, are you sick and tired of your phone or cable company jerking you around with high rates and poor customer service? Are your employees complaining about how slow the internet is? Or are you just looking to save money on your phone internet services? Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse, Minnesota's largest resource for phone, internet, and cellular service. Our firm partners with over 100 of the industry's top-rated carriers, so every client saves money. Don't let the phone or cable company take advantage of your hard-earned dollar anymore. Call us for your free telecom consultation. Our trained consultants will meet with you for a no-obligation competitive market analysis and show you how to turn those dreaded expenses into a tool to help grow your business. Our average client saves 30%. So give us a call at 952-513-2149. That number again is 952-513-2149. Or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com and start saving money today.
Welcome back to Telecom Soup. I'm your host, Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. Before the break, we were talking to Jimmy here in Savage, who had a question about encryption on their hard drive. Paul, finish up there.
Yeah, Charlie, one of the challenges with just password protection is, as Adam was talking about at the end there, if someone took the hard drive or took the laptop and plugged it in, they could go pull the data off of there. They don't need a password to access the data that's on that operating system, where encryption really protects that device. The other thing, encryption can really give you a get-out-of-jail-free card as far as a data breach violation, especially when you start talking about PCI or HIPAA. If it's encrypted, the data is not useful to anybody else. Just this last week, we saw in the news, Kaiser Permanente Health Systems had a privacy breach that affected 49,000 patients. Now, that can be a huge cost to that organization because they have to pay penalties for those data breaches. If the data is encrypted, you're protected and you limit your liability.
And beyond, this happened on a flash drive, Paul, with Kaiser Permanente. And beyond the drive in your computer, think of all your external drives, your thumb drives, your flash drives, things like that that you connect to your computer. Those can all be encrypted as well. And again, if you're using any data that contains payment information, patient information, anything that you have a compliance reason, those should also be encrypted. If you need help with encrypting, please give BlueNet a call, 952-925-2583, and we'll be happy to assess your situation, look at any compliance issues for your line of business, and assist in coming up with a strategy of encryption and data protection.
Well, here's a text that has the difference between flash storage and why Apple doesn't have disk drives. Paul, do you want to?
Well, You know, when you're talking about disk drives, I assume he's referring to like iPads and iPhones and those kind of devices. They use flash storage, which is a non-moving, it's a solid state type of memory or storage device. So inside of an iPad, you've got flash storage only. You don't have a moving hard disk. Now, there's good reasons for that. The spinning hard disk is much more liable for damage if it's knocked or bumped or things like that. But as far as why you don't use disks, it kind of depends on the device.
Well, sure. And then let's talk really quick. Some of them would be battery consumption. You're spinning a motor and you're spinning moving platters. Number two, you're talking that, again, Paul, the ruggedness of flash. I mean, this thing, it's a tablet, it's a laptop, it's getting beat up. Again, that vibration that can hit those disks on a hard drive, that can cause some data loss or potentially the drive failing earlier.
Absolutely.
As well. And then speed would be the third thing. Flash is much faster at accessing data than it is on a hard drive. And actually,
even on laptops and desktops now, they're going to an SSD-based. It's a non-spinning disk. It's a flash-based storage product that's very high performance. Yeah.
And in a tablet, they're using that to compensate for low power and the processors to give that extra boost so you have a very good tablet experience with speed and performance.
Yep. So, guys, if you have questions again, and like I said, we're doing great, call in. We're live at 651-289-4488. Or if you have questions again, you can always text the studio at 651-243-0390.
Charlie, I've got a question that came in. I think you would probably want to take this one here. Tom from Coon Rapids is asking, I'm looking for the ability to bundle in my business phone lines, internet, website, email hosting, all into a single provider. What are some of the cost-effective options for me?
Well, Tom, that's a great question. And what a lot of these telecom carriers are doing is they're trying to create sort of a one-stop shop for basically your phone, internet, as well as your managed services. And you're in what's the – obviously being in Coon Rapids, you're in what's called the CenturyLink territory. So, Mark, this is probably a good question for you to address because you have product sets that that could provide the dedicated internet, the phone service kind of packaged together all with CenturyLink.
Yep, that's a great question. We really have two options for them. One would be our Core Connect Enterprise, where we'd bring in the dedicated internet, which goes out to our Tier 1 network, so you'd have the reliability and the guarantees. We'd also bring in the voice and take care of all that and the long distance. The other option would be our managed office, where we could bring in the dedicated internet, bring in the voice and the long distance. Also, we'd actually bring in the actual handsets, so he doesn't have to worry about any maintenance or any ongoing costs.
So that would be like more of like a hosted VoIP type play.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
And, you know, they'd get the increase in technology going forward, no upfront costs, and that is on a per-seat basis, so they know what their budget is.
So, Tom, basically your options are DSL, dedicated internet via T1, or if you wanted the enhancements, you could go look at a hosted VoIP. These are all bundled by CenturyLink. And if you want a competitive quote, feel free to call Telecom Warehouse at 952-513-2149. You can email me, charlie@telcowarehouse.com, or you can put an inquiry on our website, www.telcowarehouse.com. Paul, you have another?
I do have another one here. Steve from Woodbury would like to know, what is SIP, and why would I use SIP versus PRI? And I think it might help to maybe go into a little explanation on what those acronyms stand for first.
Yeah, so SIP stands for Session Initiation Protocol, and basically think of it as a phone line that's traveling. Well, it's not really a phone line, but it's phone traffic going out over the internet. And really what I've seen SIP trunking used for is tying multiple locations across geographic boundaries where the limitations that you had on the other product sets you couldn't do. So let's say, for example, you had, you know, a business in Apple Valley and you were in 952 area code. And then you had a business in Coon Rapids, and you were 763. And then you had a business in, you know, your third location was in Michigan, which I don't even know what the prefix is there. But with SIP trunking, you have the ability to tie all those locations into a central provider. Those are some advantages. Now, if you're just a single site and you're looking at, you know, bulletproof connectivity, I would generally look at more of the copper-based products like a PRI simply because it just, I think, is a little bit more reliable. You know, again, if you're trying to get across those geographic boundaries, SIP trunking might be a huge advantage. If you're just a single site, you know, Adam, I don't see really the advantage.
Well, actually, Charlie, we've used some of these technologies as well with some of our customers. We've even had where a SIP connection could be terminated inside of our data center, which then can get delivered to a
multiple locations,
and you can then take advantage of some internet provider failover. So you can even deliver that voice traffic in the event of a single provider going down. You can, you know, send it, route it over an alternate path because it's not tied to a specific provider.
I think that the customers that we've found with SIP trunking, and this is the single site, is it can be sometimes a volatile product. It may work really good for business A, and then business B is right across the street, and if it's native SIP, it has nothing but problems. Obviously, you need a good provider. You need to have a PBX that's compatible to, you know, the provider that you have, and obviously, you need to have a, you know, a decent IT company that knows what they're doing if there is support issues. So, you know, those are some things to consider.
There's always that challenge of balancing the complexity versus the what things you're trying to deliver effectively.
Sure. If it's a single site, absolutely.
Exactly.
So, guys, if you have questions about SIP trunking, or you want to get a quote on your PBX services, call us at 952-513-2149. That's 952-513-2149. Be happy to quote out the service. Adam, I think I have a question for you guys.
Sounds good.
And this is Sarah in St. Paul. And Sarah says, I want to provide guest wireless access to my computers. Can I plug in an inexpensive wireless router point into my network? I bet you guys get this a lot, don't you?
Yes. Actually, technically you could, but we don't agree with it, and there's several reasons why. Number one, we ran into a client recently who took that strategy, and they had two wireless networks, and essentially the way they separated it is they bought two access points from a local retailer like a Best Buy or something. They plugged one in, they put a password on it, they plugged the cable into their network. Then they plugged the second one in for guest, called it guest XYZ. They put a password on it, or actually left it open, and their guests could get to it. The problem is they plugged it into the same network. So regardless,
their guests were hacking into the network.
Well, exactly. They're putting it on the same physical infrastructure. They're both plugging into the same switch. That security on one, now there's a way around it because anyone could get on that guest network and essentially hop on to your corporate private network,
right?
And that's a common strategy. It doesn't work. What we recommend at BlueNet is, first of all, we have a product called Managed Wireless, where we actually go out and provide access points. We do a wireless survey of your building. We actually walk around. We come in with a portable access point. We actually heat map it, which is a way to look at the coverage of your building based on the materials that the building's built with. And essentially, we heat map it and then come in with a plan to put in the number of access points. And these are business-grade access points, and we can then support multiple networks. Guests,
you can limit,
HR,
you can limit,
corporate.
You can limit bandwidth for the guest network, for example,
yep.
So your guests can't chew up all of your internet bandwidth as well.
And we then separate them, make sure that the guests only get out to the internet, and then, of course, make sure that, you know, you can privately get on your corporate network securely.
We're running out of time here. Guys, thank you for tuning into the Telecom Soup this week. Join us next week for another episode. Have a good week, guys. Thank you, Mark, for joining.
Thank you.
You worked hard for your money, so make sure that your money works hard for you. Tune in to Business 1570 for up-to-the-minute market updates, coverage, and analysis of all that's happening in the business world. Listen to financial experts like Bill Gunderson and King Banyan, plus Bloomberg market updates all day on Business 1570, part of the Wall Street Business Network. Download the free mobile app or listen online at business1570.com.
Hi, my name is Alan, and I hired Christina Houston from Houston Law Firm to stop my ex-wife from leaving the state with my son. My son is the most important person in my life. I didn't know what to do, so I turned to the expert, Christina Houston. Christina's hardworking, diligent, honest, approachable work kept my son in the state and him as an everyday part of my life. If you are having any type of custody battles, guys, you do have rights, and you have to hire the Houston Law Team.
You do have rights, so turn to the experts at Houston Law Firm. Go to lawyerfordad.com. That's lawyerfordad.com.